Hello, this is Stephen Whitfield, the Drilling Contractor. Today we'll be speaking with Elizabeth Craddock, Vice President of Policy and Government Affairs at IADC. The oil and gas industry is reeling following the double whammy of the outbreak of COVID-19, otherwise known as the coronavirus, and the Russia-Saudi Arabia price conflict, both of which have combined to send oil prices tumbling, leaving drillers scrambling to pick up the pieces. Mrs. Craddock, whose work involves advocating on behalf of IADC member companies before Congress and U.S. government agencies, will provide an update on what's being done at the federal level to make sure that the industry manages through one of the more challenging economic environments in years. Mrs. Craddock, thank you very much for joining me today.
Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it.
So, the U.S. federal government has passed legislation to help aid businesses during the economic standstill we're seeing in the midst of this COVID-19 pandemic. Could you explain what this legislation is and how IADC members may benefit from it?
Sure, I'd be happy to. Well, Congress to date, as of April 24th, 2020, has enacted four different bills in relation to COVID-19. The first bill, which they call Phase 1, was the Coronavirus Preparedness and Response Supplemental Appropriations Act. And in that bill, it had $8.3 billion for COVID-19 response funding for developing vaccines and trying to prevent further spread of the virus. In Phase 2 was the Families First Coronavirus Response Act, and that provided $100 billion in worker assistance, including emergency paid sick leave, food assistance, and unemployment payments. The third phase is the phase that will primarily help most IADC member companies, is called the CARES Act. And this was the major stimulus package that has been enacted to date. It's a $2 trillion package. It gives loans and support to major industries. It has direct payments in it to individuals and families, and that breaks down to about $1,200 per adult, with an additional $500 per child. That's for individuals. On the business side, it provided $350 billion in loans for small businesses. And for drilling contractors specifically, the Small Business Administration classifies small business for drilling contractors at 1,000 and under. So most small businesses are classified as 500 and under, but for drilling contractors, it's 1,000 and under. So, and through this act, they established the Paycheck Protection Program. And that's the program that we've had member companies apply to get direct help, direct loans for their businesses during this time. There's also unemployment benefits, and there's some tax credits that were enacted in the CARES Act. There's the employee retention tax credit, and there's also payroll tax deferral that's available under the act. There's some NOL, or net operating loss relief, and there's also business interest deduction credit that is in the CARES Act. So, member companies can look at these various provisions that are included and to see if any of them, they would be eligible for these programs, and then they can go apply for them to help provide some economic help during this time. The last act that was enacted is what they're calling Phase 3.5, and this is essentially a plus-up of the Paycheck Protection Program. The program ran out of money last week, and this bill that was signed by the president today at noon provides an extra $310 billion for the Paycheck Protection Program. And so those are the four pieces of legislation that Congress has enacted to date. We are expecting that a final phase, potentially a phase four, will come through Congress sometime in May or perhaps early June, and that will potentially provide some more economic aid for industries that are hurt during this time.
Now, there has been pushback from various members of Congress on whether oil and gas companies should receive any aid from the government during this time. Why is it important that they do? What risk is there in not helping the industry?
Well, it's a great question, and thank you for asking it. Yes, we've seen several lawmakers that have signed letters and have made statements opposing any aid for the oil and gas industry during this time. And I understand that these lawmakers, you know, do not support this industry and want the U.S. to move to a fossil-free energy industry. But the current reality is 90% of our transportation sector is fossil-based, and our electric sector is 40% fossil-based. So the majority of our energy produced and needed in this country is fossil. And so this industry supports millions of jobs throughout the country. It's not just the oil and gas workers in the field are on a rig site, but it's also the mom and pop companies that, you know, make the boots that supply the industry, or, you know, the technology that goes into the state-of-the-art rigs that we're using these days. And, you know, these companies provide vital commodities that we all use to fuel our cars and to turn our lights on. So everyone in the U.S. relies on these safe, affordable sources of energy every day, whether, you know, certain members of Congress like it or not. And these members of Congress who push for no help for big oil and gas industry are really putting in jeopardy their constituents' ability to have reliable energy.
So where can members go if they want to find out more information about what's being done and more information about what they can do?
Members can access a lot of very important information at the IEDC website. So if they go to IEDC.org, there's a COVID-19 tab on the website that has a lot of great materials, not only from the U.S., but internationally as well, about what various jurisdictions are doing. So if they're having issues, with workers traveling from across, you know, either state boundaries or international boundaries, there are a couple of resources on that page. The IRS and Treasury websites have a lot of great information on how to apply for these certain programs that I had mentioned earlier that were enacted via the CARES Act. So you could go and check out those websites as well. And then obviously, you know, anything that IEDC staff can do to help our members during this time, we're all eager to help. So just please feel free to reach out. All of our contact information should be on our website, and the IEDC website is a great resource to go to find up-to-date information about what's happening.
Thank you very much for joining me, Mrs. Craddock. It's definitely a challenging time for the industry, and it sounds like there is a lot being done.
Well, thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it.
Thank you for listening. Please make sure to visit drillingcontractor.org for more interviews like this and for the latest news and updates from around the industry.